righteous eternal Father. Lord Jesus, we are grateful that you spare us once again to be alive, Master, this day. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your divine protection upon us since we left here on Sunday. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the beginning of another new month, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your protection upon us since the beginning of this year and even to this day. We say, blessed be thy name, Father. Take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Master, that you made a way for us to be in your house once again this evening, Lord. We just say, Master, take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you for those of us that are here already, those on their way coming. Bring them down safely, Father. Lord Jesus, we commit ourselves to your great holy hands, Father. Help us in this service, Heavenly Father. Take control, Lord Jesus. We are looking unto thee, Lord, to bless us. We are looking unto thee to do something special once again in our lives this evening. It is no secret, Lord Jesus, what you can do, Lord. Lord Jesus, Lord, Master, the heavens, oh living God, Master, are full of the realities that you can give unto us even this evening, Lord. We pray that, Lord, Master, your blessing will not elude any one of us this evening in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Be with us and see us through. Master, at the time of prayer, may you help us to pray, Lord Jesus. Anoint us, inspire us to pray. Lord, help us. Lord, give us faith to believe our prayers also. At the end of this service, we'll have every cause to glorify thy great holy name, Master. Thank you for granting this request, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. You are welcome to the service this evening. Sorry, I think this time is 5 minutes late. So please, the justice, you please take note. So let's take our Bible as we read from the book of John, St. John chapter 11. John chapter 11, we start our reading from verse 18. Verse 18. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Let's take note of that. Martha heard that Jesus was coming. She ran to meet Jesus. Verse 21. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Brabra says she still regarded, even at this point, even when her brother was dead, the breadwinner of the house was dead. But I know. Okay, sorry. Verse 21 again. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, he thou had been here, my brother had not died, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? She said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went away and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto Jesus. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town. Jesus has not yet come into the town where they were living. Martha ran to go and meet Jesus. Okay? Now Jesus, verse 30. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house, and comforted her, When they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then, when Mary was come where Jesus was, and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord. She worshipped the Lord, and said, Lord, if thou art been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit, and was troubled, and said, where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he is been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou art heard me. And I know that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou art sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead, come forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Praise ye the Lord. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. Well, this evening we are here to pray. So it's not much of preaching, just to encourage ourselves in the Lord before we pray. So the scripture we read, we all know the story. It's not a new story to us. Brother Branham preached a sermon by this scripture. He titled it Resurrection of Lazarus. He preached it in different places, at different times, but we are looking at the one he preached in 53:11-22. I'm not going to read because there is no time for me to read. Let's try to look at what Brother Branham said in that sermon. Brother Branham, well, it's a wonderful sermon. I will admonish that if you have time, if you care, just take this sermon and listen to it yourself. It's wonderful. So Brother Branham gave background on this sermon. Wonderful thing. So, but let's go straight to the story. Now, Brother, resurrection of Lazarus. You know, we know we have been told the story that Lazarus was, Jesus Christ our Lord was living with Lazarus, Mary and Martha. He was living with them. And a time came that Jesus Christ, because of the work of the ministry, he went on the missionary journey. Abraham said, when Jesus left that home, sickness struck the home. Excuse me. May I read something before we continue? Abraham was talking about angels in this sermon. He said, he was talking about Zachariah. He said, if you want angels to visit your home, let me try to, I wish to read that. Zachariah was talking about Zachariah. Okay, paragraph 40. Look, just before the coming of this righteous one, the great Son of God, God sent an angel down, and that angel came to a home that was a respected home. If you want angels to visit your home, be like Zachariah's home. Him and say, and Elizabeth was living upright before the Lord, keeping all the statutes and all the commandments of the Lord, living in a imperfect obedience to the word in the light that they had. Praise the Lord. Angels still visit home, because the Bible says that the angel of the Lord encampeth around them that do what? Fear him. That's what Abraham is saying here. If you fear the Lord, you will do things that are right according to the word of the Lord. And then angels will encamp around you and your house. Praise the Lord. So, we are not preaching, like I said. So, in this place, the Lord Jesus Christ left the home, and because of that, sickness struck the home. Abraham said, be sure, if Jesus leaves your home, be sure there is trouble around the corner. Jesus did not leave this home because they rejected him. He left because he was on a missionary journey. Then Satan took that advantage to visit that home and cause trouble. Abraham said, if Jesus leaves your home, if you replace the prayer table with card tables, if you look at the love story magazines, Abraham said, don't worry. Jesus will not be there. There is trouble along the way. May God help us. So the Lord Jesus Christ left this home, then sickness struck the home. And brothers, the Bible taught us that they called for Jesus, but he was in the Father's business. Because Abraham said he left home because the Father had showed him in a vision that he had to leave. And the Father had showed him in a vision that Lazarus is going to die. So he has to leave. And when he left, that was when sickness struck the home. Then Lazarus took the sickness. They sent for Jesus. Jesus did not go. He went continuing his missionary journey. Until Lazarus was dead and buried, the Jews gathered around Martha and Mary, sympathizing with them. Then on the fourth day, because of our time, the Lord Jesus Christ told the disciples, he said, our brother Lazarus sleepeth, and I go to wake him. He knew what he was going to do. He said, and I go to wake him. Until if he's sleeping, it's okay. We don't need to bother ourselves. Until he told them that Lazarus is dead. Oh. But Didymus said, let's go and die with him. No, he's always a funny brother. So they went, and when they got, like we read in the scripture, when Jesus Christ was still, has not yet entered the town, entered the city where Mary and Martha was. Martha heard that Jesus was on his way. What did Martha do? Martha heard, immediately she heard, instead of her to stay at home, she said, what is he looking for? Messing after death. After his friend is dead, he's now coming. He has power to heal this man, yet he's now coming after the man is dead. What is he coming to do? I beg, make you go his way. Martha did not do that. Martha still has the joy of the Lord. Martha still has the seeing that the Lord is coming. She was happy and she ran to meet the Lord and told him, Lord, if you have been here, my brother, he said, but even now, praise the Lord. She said, even now, whatsoever you have the Father, God will give it you. Praise the Lord. Martha, in other words, Martha did not lose hope. Abraham taught us the reason why she didn't lose hope in this sermon. But Abraham said, Martha had read about the story of the Shunammite woman that built a house for Elisha. And Martha had read in that story that when the baby of this woman died, the woman ran to meet the prophet. Rabban said she went to meet God's representative. Rabban said, just like your pastor. just like our pastor here. She went to do what? Meet God's representative. And when she got to the God's representative, and the prophet told her, "It's all well with your husband, it's all well with the baby, it's all well." She said, "All is well." Why? Because she has gotten to God's representative. She knows that everything is all right. Now that I've gotten to the man that God do speak to. God does answer his prayers. Praise the Lord. Then he said, she revealed the trouble. And the servant of the Lord said, "Gehazi, take this rod and go and lay on the child." The woman said, "I will not leave you until you followed me, until I know the reason why God took my son." Then the prophet went. And when the prophet got there, the Bible said, the Bible also said that the prophet was not agonizing in prayer. The Bible says he was walking up and down in the house, seeking the face of the Lord, what God has to say on this matter. And the Lord moved on him. Brother said he knew that he has the power of God in his body. He knew that everything that he touched is blessed. Therefore, that was why he said that Gehazi should take his staff and go and lay on the child. Now, he's there. Brothers, he laid his body on the child, nose to the nose of the child, lip to the lip of the child, until he felt the body of the child warm. He still went and laid his body on the child again, and until the child sneezed 7 times, and the baby came back to life. Praise the Lord. Martha has read this story, and she believed. Martha believed that even now that Jesus has come, whatsoever he has the Lord, God is able to do it. Praise the Lord. That was why she told the Lord that. And Jesus Christ said, "Yes, your brother shall rise again." He said, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection." Jesus Christ said, "I am the resurrection." That resurrection, "I am the resurrection and what? And life. If anyone believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live again. Anyone believeth in me and is alive, he shall never die." He said, Jesus Christ said, "Did you believe this?" He said, "Yes, I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God that is to come into the world." Praise ye the Lord. Upon that, she went to call her sister. Then, Barbara said, Jesus, well, when Mary came also, what did Mary do? Mary did not scold him, just as Martha did not scold him. They both had what? Right mental attitude to God's son. And Baba said, that is the way it is. When we have the right mental attitude, Baba has taught us that our right mental attitude to any divine promise of God does what? Bring it to pass. Praise the Lord. They have every right to scold the Lord. They have every right to reject him. They have every right to rebuke him. But they know that this is God's presence with them now. This is Christ. She confessed that this is Christ. Praise the Lord. That was why, because of our right mental attitude. Let me read something as we are close. Yeah, paragraph 87. "Now look, Martha had read the story, no doubt, and she knew if God was in Elijah, surely he would be in his son. Her brother was dead, but she wanted to see Jesus. Here she goes. She didn't come out to scold him. She came out to worship him, and she come running out. She fell down at his feet. Now, watch how she approached God. She fell down and at his feet to worship him, not to scold him, because he didn't come when she wanted to. She come in the right mental attitude. That's the way you've got to come. You've got to come to him
that way in the right mental attitude. Fell down at his feet and said, Lord, that's what he was. Gave him the right title. What he claimed to be, said, Lord, if thou would have been here, my brother would not have died. Oh, watch, she is at the right place, before the right person. Sorrow heart, her poor eyes was wrecked. Beautiful girl, I guess, and oh, her eyes were red. The breadwinner was gone. Her brother was dead. He was buried. Been dead 4 days. Already skin warm in his body. Said, if thou would have been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, Baba said, what? I like that. Even now, whatsoever you ask God, God will do it. Even now, Lord, he is dead, been dead 4 days. Why? He is stinking. But even now, whatever you ask God, God will give it to you. That's right. Brother, I can just see them all coming together like that. Something's got to happen. She's at the right man. The right attitude, the right approach, everything moving right. Can't you get that way just now too? Said, even now, Lord, whatever you ask God, maybe the doctor told you you wasn't going to live. You got a cancer. What difference does it make? Even now, Lord, he still hears you. He's still at the right hand of God. Don't you believe that? Make an intercession. Even now, Lord, whatever you ask God, God will do it. He said, thy brother shall rise again. Oh, she said, yes, Lord. I know he will rise in the last day, for he was a good boy. He will rise in the last day. They believe in the general resurrection, you see, them Jews. He said, I'm the resurrection and the life. Oh, I like that. I'm the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Brother, he wasn't very much to look at, but he had the word of God in him. That meant truth. Said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though you are dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said, yes, Lord, I believe every word of it. I believe you are the Son of God that was to come to the world. There is God's representative. Here is a broken-hearted woman. There is a dead man lying over there. This broken-hearted woman with perfect faith is coming, recognizing the gift of God. Here, the Son of God, greatest gift ever give to the world. Giving him his right title. Giving him his right worship. Saying, I believe that you are the Son of God. And whatsoever you ask God, God will give it to you. Something is got to happen. Said, yes, Lord, I believe it. I believe that you are the Son of God that was to come into the world. He said, where have you buried him? Praise the Lord. That was when Jesus wept, when Mary and the people that came to him were weeping. And he wept as a man. He was moved with compassion. And he wept as a man when he saw the way the people were weeping. Then he got to the place. He said, where did you lay him? They said, come and see. When he got to the place, he said, roll by the stone. He said, Martha said, Lord, by now he stinketh. Jesus said, haven't I told you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? But Abraham said, that is what we have to do. We've got to move the stone of unbelief away. Praise the Lord. That is what you've got to do. We've got to believe and move the stone away. And when they moved the stone away, Jesus, what did Jesus say? He turned the Lord that
God always hear him. And he's not saying that because of any, but because of the people that stood there. And he cried, Lazarus, come forth. But Abraham said, if he has not mentioned the name Lazarus, with that cry, all dead will have risen. Praise the Lord. But because that was the voice of what? The resurrection. Amen. But because he mentioned Lazarus, the man that was dead 4 days, corruption has entered our body. He was tied. He was forgotten and laid to corrupt and be forgotten forever. Praise the Lord. It has to take faith for somebody to believe that he will rise. That was why Brother Brown said, Martha and Mary, they have the right mental attitude and they have perfect faith. They didn't let loose that the man is dead. What is Jesus coming to do? They still believe Jesus that even now, there is no situation that passes God. There is no situation that God cannot remedy. There is no situation that when Jesus comes, it will not change. Praise the Lord. There is no situation beyond God. Because that is just like Pastor was saying, nothing is impossible for God. It's too hard for the Lord. Praise the Lord. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, that is impossible or too hard for the Lord to change. Oh, praise the Lord. Look at the children of Israel. When they were coming from Egypt, they got to the Red Sea. Who could divide the Red Sea? Oh, mercy. Who could raise the dead? Who could know the thought of the heart of man? Only God. Because our God is the creator. Our God is the author of life. He is the only one who loves life with him. So there is nothing God cannot do. Praise the Lord. Our God is the master of all situations. But Abraham said he was a man when he was weeping. But when he shake his shoulder and said, Lazarus, come forth. The man that was dead and crushing has eaten up his body, when he heard the voice of the resurrection, the power of God brought that man out alive. Praise the Lord. But Abraham said he was man. Oh, praise the Lord. He was man when he was on the Sea of Galilee and the wave was contrary. He was sleeping as a man. But when these disciples said, Master, carry not that we perish, and he raised his frame body and said, peace be still. The wave and the storm do what? Obeyed him. Just a word from the Lord. That is just the reason why he called Lazarus, come forth. The power of God, mercy. Oh, may God help us. You know what I was thinking? When he thundered, do you know what thunder can do? A land thunder has dug grave and carry human being out of the grave. Thunder can carry a human being from wherever he is to another position. It happened in my place, around our place last year. When it thundered, our neighbor, thunder carried two men, young men. He carried them from where they were to the city room or something. Because the thunder was very, very strong. So, what can God not do? The word of the Lord is powerful more than thunder. Oh, and by the way, we are sons of thunder. Hallelujah. Don't fear thunder. So don't fear thunder. We are sons of thunder. Oh, if God be with us, brethren, who can be against us? Who can say, oh, Master, that's why when some people are afraid of people say they curse you, and you are afraid. Haven't you read the scripture that whoever curse you, God will curse? Oh, he was a man. When he went to a tree and there was no food there, what did he say? No man eateth out of thee anymore. What happened to that root, to that tree? He withered. The word of God. You know, if thunder strike a tree,
That tree will do what? It will dry up there. The word of God is greater than thunder. Praise the Lord. So the word of God carried this man, Lazarus, dead, lifeless, corruption in his body. Carried him, the power of God carried him to the mouth of the cave. Banged. Jesus Christ said, loose him and let him go. Praise the Lord. So brethren, let us believe God this evening as we are to pray. There is nothing too hard for our Lord. There is nothing God cannot change. That is as true as we are sitting in this place. There is nothing God cannot change. There is no situation that God cannot reverse or in whichever way. There is no situation that is beyond the power of God. Praise the Lord. Our God is able to do all things. All that we need to do is do what? Commit it to Him in what? In prayer. I don't care what the enemy does. I don't care what the enemy says. Once Jesus steps into the matter, forget it. Calling Jesus on the scene. There is no situation we call Jesus on that God did not do something about. Sometimes it might not be immediate. Let us also know that. It might not be immediate. We all know that. We are all witnesses of that. Our pastor is a testimony of that. It might not be immediate, but one thing is certain and sure. God will not let down his people. Oh, sure, that is absolutely the truth. God will not let you down. In whatever situation you are facing, you are passing through, let us believe God. The resurrection of Lazarus. That is the little we can take this evening. Believe thou this, brethren. Even now. Do you believe that the angel of the Lord is here? If the angel of the Lord encampeth around them that fear him. In at Dothan, we know that is it. If you don't know Dothan's story, the angel that encampeth Elisha. So that was Dothan. What about this place where children of God are? Where how will the angel of God not be here? Every of our needs, let's present them before our God. Let us believe. Let us roll the stone of unbelief away. For God to have his way in our lives. God bless you. Let us bow down our heads. Even now, whatsoever we ask the Lord, even now, no matter the situation, no matter how bad the situation is, even now, God is able to change every situation for good. Because all things work out together for good to them that love the Lord, to them that are the called according to his purpose. Even now, God can do something about your situation. Why don't you call upon him? Why don't you pray and commit ourselves unto him? Commit yourself unto the Lord even now. Let's believe the Lord. What our God is able to do in our midst, in our lives. Our God, Jesus Christ, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changeth not. He's still the same Jesus that resurrected Lazarus. Every dead thing in our lives, that same Jesus is able to resurrect them now. The same Jesus that healed the sick and opened the blind eyes, that same Jesus is here with us now. The same Jesus that answered the prayer of his people of old, that same Jesus is here with us. Let us have faith and believe and call upon his name. Our God is able. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday and today and forevermore. He said, like your pastor, if you have a request this evening, there's a request in your heart. I have a request in my heart.
Why don't you raise up your hand for God's representative to pray for her?
Our blessed Lord, we are very grateful to you for sparing our lives since we left here on Sunday. You'll be with students, you'll be with workers, you'll be with businessmen, and be with those who travel from one place to the other. Birds in the air, the animals in the field, the living creatures who put other than water. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your children have raised their hands unto you. Whatsoever thing we did, we ask in prayer, we should believe that we have received. Then shall the answer be manifested. Whatsoever might be the needs of these hands that are raised up, be it physical needs, be it financial needs, be it spiritual needs, Lord, you are God. You are rich unto them all that call upon them. We pray, O God, may you answer prayers. May you meet us at the point of our needs. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for this short service that we have just had, this short sermon, our Master and our God. It has gone forth in demonstration of your spirit. May the effect of it never elude any of us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your prophet said there is one thing you cannot do, and that is to fail, because in you there is no failure. Thank you, our Father. Drive away every unbelief from and anoint us with faith that we can take you at your word at all times, Lord. That we can continue to enjoy, O God, all the abundance of blessings that you have made available unto us, Lord. Thank you, our Master and our Savior. Replenish your servant as we leave the rest of the service into your hands. See us through. Glorify your name. We thank you for the fivefold ministries, teachers, men that you have predestined to bring your word unto your people. Father, each time they stand to bring your word, we pray, O God, may your presence be made manifest. May the kingdom of the devil be shattered. May you lift up the faith of your people to receive whatsoever they might desire from you. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most powerful name.
God bless you, brethren. Believe the Lord. All is well. Over to our pastor, Water and the Blood.
Christ, I pray.
today you are giving unto us again to mercy through the bliss. Lord, it is because you ask us to pray. Before we bring our request, which we are not bringing as news to you, before we bring them, you knew exactly what our request is all about. Father, we thank you. There is no mortal that does not have request or the other, but you have promised that whatsoever things we desire, if we ask in prayer, we should believe that we have received such a thing, and then shall we have it. Father, we have prayed again tonight upon the road, and the one that are permanently on the board. Father, what is left now is faith to believe that you have heard our prayers. We are praying, O God, that when the enemy want to bring up belief, please, Master, may you raise the standard against the enemy. Help us, O God, to take you at your word, knowing that you are God and you cannot fail. Thank you, our Master. Both the written one by individual and the existing ones, we have committed them into your hands afresh tonight. We are going with joy in our hearts that we have spoken to the Almighty who made the heavens and the earth, who has given us this privilege. Master, may we continue to hold on regardless of what situations look like. We have been made to know not to look at the symptoms, but look at the promise. We are looking at the promise. We are refusing to look at any symptom. Father, bring answers to manifestation. Turn this request, O God, to testimonies for your glory and for your honor. Thank you for your servant that you have made use of to bless our souls tonight. As we go back to our homes, Master, go with us. Whether we are going with public transport or private vehicle, those of us taking to our homes, because our homes is close by, Lord, take all of us home safely. Not only that, Lord, we are praying that the things that we have heard in the sermon, Lord, may the enemy not come and peel them out of our hearts. May we meditate upon the same, O God. Give us sound sleep tonight. Lord, whichever way the enemy has planned to disturb any of us, barricade such ways. May it never come to pass for your glory and for your honor. Thank you, Father. If it be pleasing unto you, we still be here by Friday. The tape service, as usual, may be a blessing to all of us, Lord. Until Sunday again, when we hope to gather, may the grace of our Master and our Savior Jesus Christ abundantly rest upon each and every one of us. Every step we take, please, Master, may be ordered from on high. Where your enemy comes in like a flood, please, Lord, raise a standard against him. Thank you, our Father. Our individual consecrations, our individual prayers, our family altar prayers. Father, may your unfailing presence always be with us, Lord. Be with students, meet with all their needs, workers the same, businessmen and women, those who will travel by land, by sea, and by air. Father, may your unfailing presence go with each and every one of your children to their respective destinations, and the purpose of such journey be accomplished in holiness and in righteousness. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, church. These are the visitors that we have tonight. You can see a young man on the platform. As by the name of Brother Godfrey, Brother Shedrack, are you ready? Oh, our Shedrack. Wow, you are welcome. Good to see you, brother. You are welcome, please. Please, you can see that. Blessed be his holy name. Well, I have known this young man for some time, preacher of the message of the hour, which is more grease to my elbows, because I thought I was the only one in the Aineroa's family. But God has raised him up his own way, and he's also firing on. Not only that, the one that has been the most troublesome among the young ones in Anirua's family, who stays in Port Harcourt, is the very junior again, you know, that follow John. We all know John. That one was so difficult to talk. We always challenge you. I talk nearly everything, but there's no way we can make him see why we're there. But we only to pray, like you said, you can't teach yourself. You can't teach anybody. But it's for you by everybody. That is God. So all the time we pray for him, that time we start to pray and talk to him. And he's meeting his advertisement right here. Not only that, he has gone to Port Harcourt now. He was having an assembly as a Pentecostal preacher. He started preaching this message. And I said, God, I thank you that at least you are doing it. I pray for more. So I'm not just introducing him as a minister now. You see, the ministry speaks for themselves. I don't care what anybody claims. The prophet said, it is one thing to claim something, it is another thing for that thing to be real. He said the Pentecostal sky is full of realities. He said, don't take counterfeit. Amen? One of these days, I will, the reason for a long time, I have not asked him to come and preach here. I have my, you know, when Marion was preaching, it took a long time before I bring him here. It astounded some of you that were calling, say, your boy is preaching in other places. Why don't you bring him here? We are grateful to God. So one of these days, we will ask him to come and give testimony of the grace of God in his life. So, brother, God for bless you. Finally, we have these greetings. Mo Akijo said her greetings to everybody. Thanks, Sister Gia. This was is an announcement. Says this is to inform all members of the church musical group. There will be rehearsal this Saturday, 6th of May, 2023, in the church by 3. Let us all endeavor in church in good so as to have enough time. Thanks and God bless you. Amen. Let's be to God. Let us sing and hymn as we dismiss. Blessings of the service. Let's say the name of Jesus with us as we go.
Oh, the name of Jesus, we with you. Child of sorrow and
Oh, we came from God. We are going.